got to go.
From the Haunted North Studios, we don't like scary clowns or scary prices. So head into Honda North for a great Cartoberfest deal on the new Honda you want today. No tricks, just treats at Honda North. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, the rock station. 97.7, the grassroots show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the rock station. 97.7.
Welcome to our grassroots show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. We appreciate you tuning in to find out a little bit about local music. Well, tonight you're going to find out a lot about local music. We got a busy, busy show coming your way, and we're presented in part by the Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler. We're going to visit with Dave Hamilton from Zeely on Tap coming up here, because that's next week, and it's a Rock Done Right tour stop, and we'll hear from Dave momentarily and get you a preview on that. Also, Mr. Chris Belin is in the studio tonight. Local drummer, has been around for a long, long time, and he is a drum instructor. That's what he does for a living. Travels around, he actually goes to your house. You can have Chris come to your house, teach you how to play drums, and he has a brand new DVD out, too, that we'll talk about here tonight. Pretty
and
cool stuff.
Played in just about every band in the area.
From the Satin Hearts currently to the Red Lines.
Drummer for hire.
Been at the band jam, right?
Yeah.
So we'll talk with him. Well, before we bring Chris Bellin in to talk drums, we're going to talk a little beer, a little music, a little fundraising, a little bit of fun for the second annual Zeely on Tap. Sip, munch, and jam all in one session. Well, actually two sessions, because that's what they have. And one of the organizers, of course, is Mr. Dave Hamilton, who's back with us from Brother from Another Mother. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Second annual Zeely on Tap. It is upon us. It is a Rock Done Right tour stop, as it should be. And for year number two, I'm sure you guys are pretty pumped up to do this, actually, next Saturday down in the Zeelianople Community Park.
I can't believe it. It's already snuck up on us again. we had a tremendous first year. Obviously partnered with 977 and Shady Lady Productions. And we are back for our second annual community fundraising event. Super stoked to have all these amazing bands as well as the best brewers in the region attending our event this year.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, we'll obviously talk about the bands, because that's what we're all about here on the Grassroots Show. But anybody that likes a little bit of beer, you really have a great selection, local, regional, and some names that people are going to know and really enjoy kind of just browsing around with.
Absolutely. Let's start off right away with our list. Currently, I mean, our head brewer that has helped us as an organizer of this event, been a tremendous help getting us through the fine lines of how to organize such an event. We got Shoe Brew out of Zillionople, Pennsylvania. Zach Shoemaker's just been phenomenal for our process, and a big shout out to him. We got Shoe Brew, we got North Country Brewery, we got Fury Brewing, Voodoo Brewing, Fractured Grape, Butler Brew Works, Southern Tier, Grist House, Recon Brewing, Four Seasons Brewing Company, Reclamation, Rock Bottom, Big Rail, Butler Area Home Brewers Association, Vincenni Distribution, Croker's Brewing, Barnstone Brewing, and more.
Wow! So that
the list just continues to grow, Bob. It's been phenomenal, and I am so thankful for the amount of participation, in the brewing community that we have had.
That's awesome. And all for $40 a session. You get to browse around for 3 hours and enjoy music at the same time. And this is pretty cool because you have a nice area, a nice big area with the Zillionople Community Park. So you have a stage set up. People can enjoy the music, or it just can be the background if you want it to be. But you've got nice tent areas where everything is set up for people to browse around and just enjoy some of the beverages and enjoy people.
Absolutely. There is a ton of room to breathe there. And being the fall time of year, it's going to be a beautiful time to be outdoors enjoying the weather. And we are super super thankful to be able to host this inside the community park. Very special, right above the community pool, which we are raising funds for, as well as the public library. This has been a really positive thing for the community and a great way to bring everybody together as well.
Now, you do this in two sessions. Talk about that, Dave.
Correct. Our first session starts 3 to 6, and this gives everybody a different opportunity, an opportunity to show up when they want. If they're not a night owl like some of us, they can come in the afternoon, 3 to 6, and enjoy a local blues band that I have personally been friends with for years, Squeezing the Shaman. These guys are a lot of fun. They always bring the house down, super good time. And they're going to be performing, as stated, from 3 to 6, three solid hours of great music. And we're also going to have the Noble Hops Band performing, Utah's group, during their set break. And, for a three-hour session, I don't see how you can't sample every single drink there, plus the amazing food that is going to be served during the event. I know Shoe Brew and Voodoo Brewing really impressed people with their food trucks as well last year.
Very, very cool. So food, beverages, music, and then in between the sessions, your first session 3 to 6, and then your second session runs from 7 to 10, but you guys are going to be jamming for a little while too, right?
That's right. My group, Brother from Another Mother, we are a pretty new jam band in the local area, and we are proud to be playing an hour-long set in between the sessions just to keep that entertainment going and keep the party rocking. It's going to be a phenomenal day of music as well. It's hard not to have a good time with all the different brewers and wineries that are going to be there. But the music is really going to add a perfect atmosphere for what we're going to be up there raising funds for.
Now, who's going to be performing during the second session from 7 to 10?
Our second session, we got an amazing headliner. These guys are a three-piece group out of the city. The lead guitar is, the band is led by Glenn Struther of a band called The Chop Shop. And he is a phenomenal blues guitar player. And he leads a three-piece group, followed by Cliff Barnes, who is a phenomenal must-see organ player, as well as Jules Powell on drums. And these guys do not sing a single lyric. They rarely even talk into the microphone, but their music says all that needs to be said. These guys are incredible. It's like taking you to church almost. They're a soul funk, almost like a gospel, just incredible jazzy performance. I can't say enough about these guys. and I'm super excited to have them back in the Zillionople Community Park.
Sounds like it's going to be a religious experience all the way around. Beer, music, food.
And the Rock Down Right Tour. All for a benefit, too, which is pretty cool.
And also, if you're not into the beer part of it, you can just come out and enjoy the music, because this is a concert also. So for like $10, or you can be a designated driver also and just come and partake in the music part of this as well.
Absolutely. And not to mention, we also have some amazing local fire dancers coming, Circus Days out of Butler. They're going to be performing all evening with us, especially during our headliner. They're a great entertainment and definitely worth the $10 concert fee.
Fantastic. And again, you must be 21 or over to partake in this, to participate in it. But you can get your tickets, and I would recommend you do that for whatever session you want to do, because it was very, very well attended for the first year. Dave, I can only imagine how well the second year will be attended. So I'd recommend you get your tickets now. How do they do that?
You can buy your tickets on eventbrite.com. You can find that link on our Facebook event page if you search Zilly On Tap 2017. You can also find that link through myzillypark.org. And I believe any other Zillionople website, as well as you can buy physical tickets at the Zillionople Public Library. You walk right in, right at the front counter, and they have tickets for sale available all day long, all week long.
Good stuff. Well, we'll hope you're blessed with great weather again this year, and even bigger crowds, because I know it was a lot of fun to be a part of last year, and should be a great evening of music, an opportunity to enjoy some munching and some sipping of your favorite beverages, brews, and there's some wine. Going to be a great, great time next Saturday night down at the Zillionople Community Park.
Just for the listeners that are going to be sticking with us all week here on 977, we have interviews that we are going to be holding during the morning show. And we're going to have a special radio interview with Southern Tier brewer Justin Shaw on Monday the 9th. We got Dave Bestwick from Recon Brewing on Tuesday the 10th. We have Lauren Baker from North Country Brewing on October 11th. We have Bill Smith from Big Rail on Thursday the 12th. And we have Zach Shoemaker on Friday the 13th. These guys will be talking about the beers and the food that they're going to be bringing to the beer festival, as well as, you know, just promoting their name and telling you about, you know, where they're from and how long they've been brewing for.
Fantastic. Oh, it sounds like an awesome event, Dave. Appreciate you joining us here tonight to preview it, the second annual Zilly On Tap from Brother from Another Mother, Mr. Dave Hamilton, one of the organizers of the event. Congratulations on what you guys are doing for your community, Dave.
Great job, Dave.
Thank you very much, Bob. Thank you, Utah. We tremendously appreciate your support. 977 and Shady Lady Productions has been awesome to work with. And I hope we can continue this partnership, because this has been a lot of fun so far. And Zilly On Tap 2017, here we come.
All right. Well, again, our thanks to Dave Hamilton. Going to be a great week next week. Be sure you're there. It's a Rock Down Right tour stop. Zilly On Tap benefits two organizations, and it's got beer and music. Don't need nothing better than that, do you?
Sounds good to me. I'll be there.
Well, let's do some Squeezing the Shaman then. All right, before winter sets in. All right, so let's do some Squeezing the Shaman, and we'll do some Brother from Another Mother.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a live recording of them doing a song called Rent Free, which I had first heard at the Band Jam when they were there a couple years ago. Cool song.
Cool. Back to back, Squeezing the Shaman, Brother from Another Mother, and then we visit with Chris Belin tonight on the Grassroots Show on 97.7.
Last winter made me shiver. The longing still makes me sigh. I used to live down by the river, but now I'm high and dry. Oh, mama, pray for the young one through the green smoke and the venison. The tunes they say by the river, they could start a phenomenon. Makes you warmer, a shot of shine makes you stronger. Don't look for me by the water, well, I can't, I dwell there no longer. Oh, mama, pray for the other one through the hickory smoke.
You've been had. Thank y'all. Thank you. Thank you.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We are back on the Grassroots Show here tonight, presented this part anyway, by the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport. You can't miss it as soon as you pull into Freeport. There it is, and you might as well just stop on in and say hello, thank them for supporting the Grassroots Show, and say, I've got to check out this man can I keep hearing about. It's the Man Can Special, the home of it, Rainbow Inn. Stop by for a bite to eat and your favorite beverage. We want to welcome Chris Bellin to the show tonight. Chris, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Chris has been here before, and actually we've been quite surrounded with the band that he's in, the Satin Hearts, over the years. They were part of the Beat years ago when we had that thing.
Very first episode of the Beat.
That's right. And, of course, Chris is the drummer for the Satin Hearts.
Yes.
And is pretty well-versed in the music scene around these areas. But first, Chris, let's just find out a little bit about you, and we'll talk about the bands you're in and what you're up to nowadays, because you have a brand-new DVD out. In fact, if you are interested in learning how to drum, or you're already a drummer and want to get better, Chris has some help for you, because you have a new DVD out. But Chris, a little background of yourself, where you're from, and how'd you get into music?
Sure. Well, I've been playing drums my whole life, actually since I was two. So it's been quite a while. And, you know, I started off with the whole Muppet Babies drum kit, as most as most drummers my age.
I still play that thing.
I miss it, actually. I wish I still had that kit. I'm 40 now, so 38 years in the game. And,
okay.
Really didn't get serious, like super serious, till I was about 14. That's when I decided that, you know, wrecking dirt bikes wasn't going to cut it. And it's like, I'm going to play drums. And I already, you know, I was like, I'm going to play drums as a serious, like, that's, you know, my gig. I want that to be, you know. So that was cool. And as far as playing, I just, you know, I had a lot of teachers, a lot of great inspiration as a kid. And then in 1999, I started teaching myself. And I just loved it, you know. And it was just a great thing to be able to help drummers of all ages, all styles. And really, and at that point, it was mostly, you know, like teenagers, a couple adults here or there. But since then, the drum school's grown. You know, I started traveling. That didn't happen full time until about 2003, like May of 2003. And, you know, it just became a full time thing. And then the funny thing is, since then, you know, the lesson content has grown, the clientele has grown. You know, there's, I have so many more students now than ever.
Yeah.
And the age range is unbelievable. They go from 2.5 all the way to 70.
Wow.
So it's never too early, it's never too late.
So if you want to drum, Chris is your guy. So and you actually, you travel with this, right?
Yeah, my typical range is about 40 miles around the city.
Okay.
You know, so I definitely come to the Butler area, all over Pittsburgh, Monroeville, Greensburg, all over the place. So I've definitely learned the roads very well. Got an easy pass, you know.
Yeah. Now, your typical lesson, what does it involve? How long does it last, for example?
Most of my lessons are 60 minutes, actually, and pretty much covering 5 to 7 topics. You know, it depends on the student. Like, every curriculum is individualized.
Okay.
So,
all right.
You know, I have, you know, rock students, I got jazz students, you know, school band, all kinds of different. Everyone's got their own, you know, goals and what they want to do and what they want to achieve. And even working with professional drummers is fun, too, because, you know, they'll come to me and say, hey, I've hit this wall. You know, I don't feel like I can get any better, or I have no practice routine, or, you know, there's always all kinds of scenarios, or I'm getting ready to go into a studio and I got to learn how to play to a click, you know, things like that. So definitely working with them that way.
It's fascinating because, you know, for a lot of people, I'm sure that, you know, that maybe don't understand the music or don't play the music, you know, you would think maybe the bass and the drums are probably the easiest things to play, but yet you sit down behind a drum kit, I think it's one of the hardest, you know.
It could be crazy. I mean, it's four-way coordination, so
there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, and that's my point. I mean, you get the right arm and the left arm to, you know, you're playing a guitar, you're doing two things. You know, you're strumming and you're picking. You know, in a sense,
where you're looking good too, Bob.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. I guess we have a lot of musicians in there. They say they either want to be the front man or the guitarist. You know, not everybody wants to be the drummer, but I don't know. The drummer always is kind of like, I mean, he's there. He's center stage every time. You know, so
drummer kind of holds the foundation, but you know. The only downside is we don't get to do all the cool guitar stuff, like the rock stands, the windmill. We can't really do that.
Right.
We can get flashy once in a while. But,
right. You know. Well, that's why Tommy Lee started twirling and spinning upside down. Hey, look at me, you know. Of course, I like the way Neil Peart did it myself.
Yeah, indeed.
You know, pretty impressive. So, I mean, but that's, you can be as simple or as elaborate as you want to be as a drummer, but I would imagine the music really dictates that.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's the thing too. Sometimes when you work with a different band, you know, or let's say you work with any band, and you have to find, you know, your sound in that band. You know, and sometimes if you work with other bands, you have to wear different hats. You know, one drum pattern doesn't work for another band, or a certain volume level, things like that. Mm-hmm. So, or even it's funny, even in, you know, this region, like playing at all the different stages there are, I find it fun. You know, you're playing like a little space with, you know. Before the band even starts, the owner comes up and says, okay, we got to keep this volume under control. or you're playing like a big place, like, hey, can you hit that snare a little bit louder? You know, even though I'm miking it, like, we want it to fill the room. It's a funny dynamic. I enjoy it.
Yeah. Now, for the non-musician out there, the basic setup for a drum, just kind of describe what the basic setup's going to be for people that, you know, for me, I mean, I'm not a musician. I've watched a lot of them, so I'm looking at the drum kit. I know there's a bass drum. What else is going with it?
Great question. You know, the bass drum is definitely a primary piece. Snare drum would be the next one. Mm-hmm. You know, I have students that just want to start off on playing snare drum.
Okay.
Although that style of teaching is kind of dated. I mean, no offense to it, because I learned a lot that way, too. But, you know, when someone comes to me and they want to learn how to play drum set, you know, or just drums in general, if the drum set is even an interest, like, you know what, just go out and buy a drum set. You know, you got your bass drum, your snare drum, a hi-hat cymbal, a crash or a ride. Those are basically the bigger cymbals on the set. But really, even just one's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of the lower drums that you hit with the sticks, the toms, mm-hmm. you know, just one rack tom, which just sits up a little bit high, and then the floor tom, which sits on the floor with a tripod of legs. Basic. But I'll teach anybody anything. Actually, the funny thing is, in the mid-2000s, you know, drum school, I always, you know, try to keep with the times, obviously.
Sure,
and I never stopped learning new music or new bands. But when the Rock Band game came out, I was teaching all these kids in the Rock Band set. There was a freestyle mode on that game where you could just turn it on and, like, just play. And so many of them picked up drums from that. It was unbelievable.
No kidding. Yeah. But hey, and then how many picked up guitar or whatever, you know, because that was your first opportunity where you could actually feel like you could do it, you know.
Yeah, it was introducing the world to bands, too. You know,
sure.
Like they're like, oh, there's, you know, they know, like, Foghat songs and Rush and Sublime. It was just so funny.
Yeah.
So funny to hear all that.
Yeah. So, and 10 years before that, was it all about double bass drums? And
well, you know, and I've noticed that just the you talked about the components of a drum set, how scaled down they are coming. It, you know, more and more bands I work with are just going with a simple, basic set versus, years ago it was just enormous, you know, and it's like there's not even enough room on the stage for this. But more and more, the bands I'm working with just so scaled down and so simple. You're seeing that in a lot of their gear anymore, you know. But it's interesting.
I'm sure you, as an engineer, too. You know, you probably saw the double bass drums. Now you have double bass pedal, so you just got to bring out one less bass drum. Like.
Yeah. Not everybody wants to be Neil Peart. Not everybody wants to be Nico McBrain, right?
No, I love snare work. You know, so drummers who just do a lot of really nuanced stuff on the snare and great snare work just catches me. Okay. That's just kind of a style that I like, and I like to hear that. And there's some local drummers around here I think, you know, are just fantastic. At the L.D. Williams and the Island Brothers band, just the stuff he did on that snare, just I'd be
caught
just watching
ear.
Him.
Caught your ear, yeah. And the basic, I mean, if any kid's going to be taking band in school, they're probably going to learn, if they're taking the drum, that's what they're going to learn first. They're going to learn that snare part of it more than likely.
Yeah. Sometimes they actually, it's funny, they mix it up a lot. They'll do the snare drum parts, and then they'll do maybe like a bell kit, like the Glockenspiel kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of times auxiliary percussion. You'll hear them, you know, they're playing like shakers or tambourines or sleigh bells or something. But it's cool because it's all rhythm.
Yeah.
And even the DVD, like, you know, one of the big parts of it, one of the sections is a sticking pattern. So I really addressed that right away.
Okay.
It's got the six essential sticking patterns for any drummer.
Yeah.
And that clip is actually in the DVD. It's available, obviously, with the package, but then it's available as a digital download on my website, too.
Okay.
And that way, you know, it's a good refresher for, you know, drum set players that either, you know, don't play them that much or want to enhance their tempos or, you know, maybe just forgot them.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that. You know, sometimes it's easy. And there's a foot technique version, too, you know, for all the double bass people and,
awesome.
You know, hi-hat with the foot and stuff. Because that the hi-hat stand actually has a pedal, so you can open and close the hi-hats that way, too.
Okay. Chris Bellin visiting with us, and he does have a DVD out. We're going to dive into that and find out exactly what's there, how he made it, and how he may be able to come to you, as a matter of fact, coming up. I must say I was pretty good at the sand blocks when I was back in percussions, you know, but never took the drums up. Tried to sit down at my nephew's one time and found out how difficult it really was. I was like, yeah, I don't have the attention for this, so but still trying a lot of things today. But maybe Chris can come to my house. Let's get to a couple of pieces of music. And Chris, you're currently the drummer of the Satin Hearts.
Yes.
How long have you been with the Satin Hearts now?
Actually, since 2004.
Wow.
We actually go by the name Strange Brew as well.
Okay.
We didn't try to confuse the universe, but we put out the Satin Hearts record. We wanted to do more of a rock-oriented record.
Okay.
And, you know, we're big fans of, you know, not only blues and rock and roll, but some rockabilly and surf and things like that. Even throw a little, you know, old country songs in the mix once in a while.
Yeah.
And so we put out the Satin Hearts record, and it was great. It was a good time, and, you know, doing the episode of The Beat, it was an awesome memory. I love that.
Yeah.
So I still pull it out and watch it.
and I must say, one of the more requested bands that we get emails on here at the Rock Station, especially when, because we have the liners that announce the local music tunes, and people are still they love hearing the Satin Hearts on here.
Some catchy stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, thanks.
Well, why don't we get to some? We're going to play a song. Why don't you intro that for us?
Yeah, this is a song called Wild Child, and it was the official single. And I love this song especially too because it has a little different feel than the other ones. I mean, obviously the record's, you know, rock oriented, but it has a little bit of a ska beat. And on this song, I got to play some conga as well as the drum kit. And Marcy, the singer, she plays most of the percussion. You know, so she played, you know, the shakers and tambourines and stuff live, and does a lot on the album. But this song, I got to play a little hand drum with drum kit, so I was pretty psyched about that.
Well, let's give it a listen. A very, very talented band here tonight, and Chris Bellin is the drummer with us. And it's Satin Hearts, Wild Child tonight on the Grassroots Show. You're on the Rock Station 97.7.
Yeah.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Here on The Grassroots Show tonight, visiting with Chris Bellin, and coming into the break, you heard a band called The Woodpile and Captain Ron. Tell us a little bit about that. That's the first I think we played that song.
Yeah, that was a really fun record I did, and it's definitely like, you know, really hard rock. They sometimes describe it as experimental. The band leader at the time, he wanted to do more of a garage rock kind of sound. And we actually recorded that in Akron, Ohio, which was a studio called Tangerine Sound Studios. And it was right next to where the Black Keys had their rehearsal spot.
Wow.
And it was really neat. Now, they had their drums there. And actually, the drummer, Patrick Carney, had a big old pile of records there. And I was it was pretty neat. I was like looking, shifting through his records. Didn't take any, obviously. Honest guy. But yeah, that was a really fun record. And I recorded over 20 tracks for that. And wow. there's a couple floating around on the internet that weren't on the actual album, but it was a good time.
That's good stuff. Chris Bellin, of course, drummer for a lot of different groups. I mean, how many different groups have you been in your time? Can you recollect real quick?
That's pretty. I don't even.
A lot, huh?
Yeah, a lot. I know, like, the last. I usually do. It's hard to say. I know, like, recording wise, yeah. I may have done, but probably over 30 since
wow.
I started.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. And again, all different kinds of music. I just love music.
Like, yeah.
It's been my, you know, focus my entire life.
Sure.
And, you know, I never stopped learning it, never stopped, you know, trying to seek out other bands. It's just great.
And for somebody that's been able to make that their life's profession, too. I mean, that's pretty special. Not many people get the opportunity to do that, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot of work. I definitely, my average week is a good 15-hour days, Monday through Saturday.
Wow.
It's pretty normal. I mean, sometimes if it's, you know, Saturday gig nights go really late. But I have lessons during the day and stuff, too. So sometimes I burn the candle at both ends, but that's what coffee's for.
Well, we appreciate you joining us here today. And tell us a little bit about the school. I mean, obviously, you've been doing this for quite some time. I mean, 14 straight years, really, that you've really been doing it actively. What, you said 2003, right?
Yeah, 2003, 2004 is when it really started taking off. And, I travel around, and, you know, there's so many different drummers out there. I love it. And nowadays, it's been leaning more towards, you know, just the private lessons of the age, like I said, about the age group being so vast.
Yeah.
But I've been doing some work at some of the schools in the area, too.
Okay.
So I've been teaching as a drum seminar class, kind of like they call it a drum clinic normally, but it's basically at the Western Pennsylvania School for Blind Children.
Okay.
It's like a drum circle / history of drums class.
Nice.
So that's been really rewarding.
Yeah.
And clinic stuff, like the Children's Institute, like working with autistic students, and a couple local churches. Like sometimes I'll go work with the worship drummers, and how they can play with the click or, you know, play along with the band, do accompaniment kind of stuff. And sometimes I'll teach the drum set player, but then teach them how to play percussion as well. So a lot of times the church groups around here have 3 or 4 drummers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of times we'll just trade off songs or they'll trade off weeks, but sometimes I can get them to play drums and percussion together and, you know, fill out the band sound a little bit.
That's pretty cool.
Thanks.
And that seems to be a lot more popular nowadays. I think that's what churches are using to draw people in, where they actually have much more than just somebody playing the organ. I mean, they're having full-scale, you know, get-togethers, and, you know, and I think that's helping to influence people and maybe, hopefully, going out to see live local original music, maybe.
Yeah. No, definitely. It's, you know, it's great. There's a lot of great musicians in this region, for sure.
Well, tell us about the CD or the DVD that you have out, because people can pick up a little bit of help in the confines of their home in front of the DVD player.
Actually, well, the DVD is called Drumming for the Young and the Young at Heart, and it's 90 minutes. Actually, a little over. It runs about 96 minutes, and it has 15 lesson topics. A lot more than that, too. There's some dialogue and conversations with me. I have some special guest drummers on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an ebook with it, so you can download that. It has sheet music and actually tells you about how to read sheet music, too. It's the basics.
Okay. All right.
And there's some play along loops, too, where it's kind of like in the, you know, bonus section. And you can, you know, just play along to it and keep a steady beat, things like that. As far as, you know, chapters breaking it up is really great because you can just play it as a movie, but then you can play it in individual lessons. So if you want to refresh a certain part, it works like that. And it's been about a 2-year process, you know, of, you know, I just kind of do it on my free time. So I'd be traveling back and forth. The company that did it is called Reber Video. They're from Dover, Ohio. And they did a lot of stuff. They did 21 Pilots Heavy Dirty Soul video. They did a lot of work on that and a bunch of other things, all like the Cavaliers games and everything. Wow. So he's a guru of DVD making.
Yeah. Now, was it a process where you would come up with, okay, this chapter is going to be this, and then you'd have to sit down and work through that? And I mean, just like, you know, recording this particular show, you'd have to sit down and go through that process.
Yeah, yeah. We recorded a little over 5 hours of it. It kind of felt like we were making a motion picture in a way. So we had 5 hours, and we would just sit there and just go through all the edits. I'm like, no, that's a good one. Or, you know, I fumble my words on this, or I sniffled or something. You know, it was so funny. It was painstaking at times, but yeah, it was a good experience. We had a lot of fun, and, you know, the owner of the company, Seth, was a great guy to work for. And, yeah, he made it real easy. So it was definitely good.
Now, did this just come out? I mean, this is obviously 2017, right?
Yeah, yeah. I officially released it on August 15th.
Okay.
And I've just been selling it on my website, and there's a few stores in the area that you can buy it, things like that, too. So it's been great, and the support's been really good, and, you know, feedback has been really good, so I'm thankful. I'm going to be sending it out for some official reviews this week, mm-hmm, some magazines, mm-hmm, like some drum publications, see if they like it.
Where can people find you? How can they get a part of this, and how can they give Chris Bellin a call to find out how they can get the traveling school to come to their house?
Well, the best place to reach me is my website. It's chrisbellindrums.com. And, you know, I basically have, you know, phone and email on there as well. But you can go on there. You can check out videos, you know, bands I played with either in studio or live, has all that. And then you can check out where you can buy the DVD, the list of stores. You can buy it online via, mm-hmm, PayPal, things like that, too. So,
Chris Bellin from Chris Bellin's Traveling Drum School, and he has a brand new DVD out called Drumming for the Young and the Young at Heart. And whether you're experienced or inexperienced, this is something that can be useful. If you want to learn how to drum, the technique is on here so that you can maybe have the band of your own, a band of your dreams in the future, or if you're just looking to refresh, either way, it's going to work for you.
And then you, too, can go down to Meat Locker Recording Studio after that, get your song recorded, and you'll be on the Grassroots Show.
So there you go.
Indeed. It's all a process.
Well, Chris, we appreciate the visit. It's been fun chatting with you here, and we wish you the best of luck with the school and, of course, also your professional endeavors with the bands and the Satin Hearts and more, and Strange Brew, right? And if anybody has any questions, again, let's mention your website again so people can hook up with you.
Sure. It's chrisbellindrums.com, and I really appreciate you guys having me. Great time. Love this station. I've been here for a while, but I'm glad to be back, and it's awesome. Much appreciated.
Good deal. Good deal. Hey, we got a couple of songs that we need to talk about, too, before we go. You're going to play a band called Trix. Is that right?
The song is called Trix.
Okay.
And the band is Summer Winter. Okay. This was a really, really fun record to make as well. We did this in Pittsburgh, actually, at the Mr. Smalls studio.
Okay.
It was the newer Mr. Smalls studio, where it was actually more in the downtown area, Northside, versus, mm-hmm, the actual music venue. So that was nice. It was a really good record, and a lot of people guessed it on it. So it was one of those albums where I played the drums on it, but I really didn't know how the songs were going to fully sound. Uh-huh. So I just played it with a bare bones band, but then they ended up adding strings and extra guitars and all this stuff. So, wow. I got the songs, and I'm like, wow, that's kind of a cool surprise what it sounded like.
Very cool. Very cool. So the band is Summer Winter, and the song called Trix, and we'll follow that up with I'm going to let you pronounce this because I've been practicing it, but this is interesting right here.
Yeah, the band, according to what they tell me, they pronounce it Tayet.
Okay.
And the song's called Take It Back. And this one, actually, all of us are from the region, but a few of them moved to California. So we did this actually in San Rafael, California.
Wow.
It was a really cool studio called Laughing Tiger. And the studio, like Sammy Hagar has been there and stuff, and it's really, really cool spot. And this was a kind of a funky song, but, you know, it was really kind of jamming, and the vocals were about, you know, taking music back to, you know, just element of real, you know, real instruments, you know, just soul, like a lot of soul in it. So it's rock, but it's got a little bit of a soul feel to it. But, you know, everybody in the band's huge fans of music, like just, you know, just great live performances from bands and just great musicianship and great messages and songs. Like,
very cool.
Good stuff.
And it's T-Y-E-T, so it's very short. Tyet,
yes.
Mm-hmm. is the name of the band. Chris, great to visit with you. Congratulations on the DVD. Again, Chris Bellin's Traveling Drum School, presenting Drumming for the Young and Young at Heart, the new DVD. Pick it up. Or, hey, it would make a great Christmas gift for that musician to be.
Indeed. Yep. It fits in stockings. So
there, you
great.
There you go. Chris, thanks a lot for visiting with us here tonight.
Thank you, guys.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7 and streaming at 977rocks.com. When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Check out Saturday, October 14th, Cold Town at East Coast Turnaround will be at Peter B's. Also, the Pulse Band will be at the Rock Ann Haven. On Friday, October 20th, check out Justin Fabus at Jurgles. It's Zeely on Tap, part of the Rock Done Right Tour, coming up on October the 14th. A great day of opportunity to sip, munch, and jam your favorite beers and local music featuring Squeezin' the Shaman, Brother from Another Mother, the Noble Hops Band, and Organization. Two sessions, 3 to 6 and 7 to 10, at the Zeely Noble Community Park. It's the second annual Zeely on Tap, with all funds raised going to the Zeely Noble Public Library and Community Pool. Get your tickets at eventbrite.com for Zeely on Tap. And mark your calendar as well for the November Rock Done Right Tour stop. It will be the Rock for Recovery Benefit Concert to benefit our friend Dave Sloan. It'll be Saturday, November 18th, East Butler Fire Hall upstairs, beginning at 11:30 in the morning, running through 11 o'clock at night. $15 tickets in advance, $20 at the door with free beer, with 11 awesome bands all day long. You'll have an opportunity to hear Donnie Ozo, Mary Lou Scherter, Lions in America, Slammin' Doors, Shag Dog Melonhead, Rock for Recovery, Anger the Ant, Tread, Greg Mara, Zone 8, and Skell. There will be a Chinese auction, silent auction, 50-50s, food, drinks, and baked goods, all for a great cause. You can help by donating to support Rock for Recovery for Dave Sloan's Hodgkin's Lymphoma Fight. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, mark your calendar to catch the Noble Hops Band on November 8th. That's a Wednesday night. They'll be at the Rock Ann Haven. And that following Friday, November 10th, catch the Noble Hops Band at the Edgewood Winery. The Rocks. You've known it as Rock Ann Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings, oh man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rock Ann Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rock Ann Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rock Ann Haven. It rocks.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
What a show tonight. Thanks to Chris Belin joining us tonight. Dave Hamilton, Zeely on Tap. Be there next week. Rock Done Right tour stop. Before we go, though, we're going to spin a couple more tunes, Utah, and we're going to jump right into a good friend of ours.
Yes, Kathy Stewart, and we appreciate the kind comments from you the other day. I've seen you said quite a few good things about us. We appreciate it. And throw on her new song, Gravel.
We just got hit up with a brand new band, Utah. Well, they're not brand new, but they're new to us. They got in touch with us, the Bail Jumpers. This looks like a lot of fun, too. And they've got a cool song on their new CD called Party Dress. Here it is for you tonight on the Grassroots Show on 97.7. We'll visit with you again next week, Sunday nights at 7, right here on The Rock Station.
say that I don't hate. But not knowing when to speak your mind beats, not knowing when to wait. And I've got miles to go and roads to travel till the final judgment drops the gavel and a heart of stone that turns to gravel that put me on the path that led to you. Expert, I'm not one for playing dumb, but not knowing what you feel inside, your feet's just feeling numb. And I've got miles to go and roads to travel till the final judgment drops the gavel and a heart of stone that turns to gravel that put me on the path that led to you. I can't say for sure I love you, don't know what time will hold, but I know growing young at heart keeps your soul from dying old. And I got miles to go and roads to travel till the final judgment drops the gavel and a heart of stone that turns to gravel that put me on the path that led 2 miles to go and roads to travel till the final judgment drops the gavel and a heart of stone that turns to gravel that put me on the path that led to you.
Pay my round. You're the one that I wanna see.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Sorry, no strudel, just sweet deals on the new or used car you want right now during Cartoberfest, only at Honda North. This is the Rock Station, 97.7 WLER FM, Butler, Cranberry.
I'm through with standing in line, the clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in. And a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
Yeah, so what you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit. With a bedroom in it, gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done that.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. Mine star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. 'Cause we all come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny 'cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars in the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire 8 bodyguards that love to beat up full size. Find a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free.
I have a quesadilla.
I'm gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centerfold that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. Change my name. 'Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny 'cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. And we'll private rooms with the latest dictionary and today's zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I'm gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna pop my pills from a best dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let's sing them every night. So I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny 'cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars in the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde. Dictionary and today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
It's a music fest.
The Rock Station.
Stop and
7.
Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Well,